Well, good morning. Let's get it started. My name is Michael Mullis, president of a company called Mortgage Teacher. And well, that's exactly what we're going to do on today's show is teach you what's going on in mortgages. And it is hot on the press, folks. It's been a pretty big news this week. I know my phone's been ringing off the hook with Bank of Canada announcing an interest rate increase of 1%. So there seems to be a lot of maybe fear put out. So today I'm going to get to the point. We're going to explain what the difference is, how it affects you and the London area, you know, this rate increase or announcement from Bank of Canada, and more importantly, what you can expect future going ahead and how you can battle it to keep ahead of it. I've always been on this show kind of talking about how to take on these low rates, or more importantly, how to take advantage of the low rates while we're low. I mean, there's no doubt, folks, that over the last 20 years that we've been doing mortgages here in the London area, or I have been anyway, there's no doubt that we've seen ups and downs over time. We can all go back in time. So I'll even retrace a little bit of steps just to take the ease off, because there seems to be a lot more fear lately than before. And I think that's because no one knows where the rates are going. They're just going up. But with this large increase, I think that kind of takes a hold of things. And as it said before, we heard it on the news here that, well, a couple months ago more was we're raising the rates to bring down the real estate market, which we can all agree. The real estate market was almost at a ridiculous point. It was at a ridiculous point, actually, past that. You know, 60 offers on one house, for example. But, you know, over asking price, you know, $100,000, that's ridiculous. So that's all calming down. I think we can all agree that when they announced that the rates are going to go up to bring down the real estate market, I think we can all agree that that has responded. So these rates are kind of the last increases we can see. And if anything today, we will do a little bit of worst case scenario. So first of all, let's back up a little bit. Again, my name is Michael Mullis with a company called Mortgage Teacher. And please look us up on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, Twitter, LinkedIn, our website, mortgageteacher.com. But if you want to read the kind of recent news and put yourself at ease and read what has gone on with the market, feel free to click on any of those links. And we have a latest blog about the rate announcement that can help you out. Anyway, feel free to forward that to someone else that you may know. So what I want to do now is go back to exactly what the announcement was. Because if you have a fixed mortgage, you don't really care. To be honest with you, it doesn't affect you. If you have a line of credit and just basically overall lending in Canada. For example, you know, GMC, if you're going to see a 0% financing, well, now you might see, you know, 2.75 financing or 4.99 financing or soon to be maybe 7% financing. And that's the troubles we see is things are hard to buy now anyway. Gas is expensive. Food is expensive. Life is more expensive. Therefore, now it's going to be a higher interest rate, which is kind of a tough pill to swallow right now. But I mean, globally, I guess, I'm not going to say I'm the master of this, but this is what we have to do, I guess, to fight global inflation. So we'll see what the professionals say and what direction we go. But as far as my business and mortgages, this rate, they said, was tied to slowing down the real estate market. If that is the case, then it's definitely working. So I would say we start to see things mellowing out as other economists are starting to see. So maybe another increase, but at least if we do some worst case scenarios, we can work from there. Now, I want to go back in history a little bit because I've been pushing this on the show and throughout my business the whole time. See, at Mortgage Teacher here, for example, I'm not going to sell it, but if you have a good advisor for your mortgage, they should create a plan just like a financial planner to build wealth. At here, we create a plan to help you pay the mortgage off quicker. So what I want to say is all throughout this time, I have always pushed to people, and so has Mortgage Teacher. That's the way we want to help people get rid of the mortgage. Therefore, we have taught people to hold the bar high. And if rates are going up right now with prime, like the 1% announcement with a variable rate mortgage, then really a lot of clients or a lot of people out there in London I know are okay and prepared for this. For example, let's say 10 years down the road, you know, we cross paths and we say, wow, we're all going to look back and say, remember when the rates were 1%, 2%, 3%? Holy, those low rate days were really fun. Now, you're going to be one of two people. It's quite simple. You are either going to be the person that said, wow, I actually held my payment high as if it was, you know, 5% still. So I held my payment at, say, $4,000. And just because I got a 1% rate, I paid off a lot of principal. So, wow, I really paid off $120,000 of my debt while the rates were low. That's what some people are going to say. And then there's other people that are going to say, oh, remember when the rates were 1% and 2%? Oh, my payment was only $700 a month. And I had a Sea-Doo and we were going to, you know, the beach all the time. But now my payment's $1,700 and, oh, geez, life's tough, right? Which Canadian did you choose to be? Unfortunately, I see a lot of people, because the way you walk out of a banking or lending institution is walking away with your payment, shaking your head happy, and you're good to go. That's going to be the second person. That's going to be the person that's not ready for this. Where the first person that understands that, you know, 5%, folks, I know my listeners out here, 5% is still a good average. You know, back in 2017, we were even hitting 4%. Back in 2007, rates were at 5.85%. Prime was at 6.5%. Okay, so we'll talk about that in a minute. But what I'm getting at, if you took 5% over a 15-year period or 20 years of your mortgage, 5% really is probably the average. Yes, we've been spoiled the last five, but that's what this show is all about. That's what our company is all about. What have you been doing with it? I know our parents taught us to shop around for the lowest rate, but they didn't teach us or didn't do a good enough job of teaching us once we find that lowest rate, what, how do we take advantage and use it? And that's where Mortgage Teacher kind of takes our parents' advice and adds a little bit of spice to it, I guess we'll say. Okay? So just to go back a little bit, in case you're a little bit confused about all this, I just wanted to throw that out there on how this discussion is going to be and how we have always discussed about, you know, you shouldn't be fearful if you've been educated properly on how you can take advantage of these numbers with using logic, of course. But now what I want to talk about a little bit, first of all, about this rate increase. So in case you're just tuning in, my name is Michael Mullis, company called Mortgage Teacher, and that's what we're doing today. So thanks for tuning in. And there was a huge rate announcement on Wednesday morning from the Bank of Canada. And we even talked about it here with Michael Stubbs on AM 980. And we talked about the prime rate. Now, what this means is your line of credit will go up. If you have a variable rate mortgage, it will go up. And yes, it was a 1% increase. The biggest increase we've seen in well over 20 years, since 1998, actually. And that's, it's rather shocking, but in a way, at the same point, it's to fight inflation, they say. Okay, so if you have a variable rate mortgage, the prime rate coming in August is going to be 4.7%. So a lot of us have maybe a product of prime minus 0.5, maybe prime minus 0.8, prime minus 1 even. If you have that, think, folks, you are still at 4.3%. You are still at 4%. You are still at 3.7%. These are still relatively good rates in your variable rate. And if anything, do your worst case. Say your payment just went up, what, $286? Which, by the way, here in the London area, the average mortgage amount is about $400,000. And therefore, if prime goes up, you know, 0.1, but it's usually 0.25 every move. But if it goes up, it's usually about $22 every move. So this move being one whole percent, it was substantial. It was about $230 to the average London person, okay? So although it was a one whole percent, it was $230. So with that math, folks, let's say worst case scenario goes up another whole 1% over the next 6 months or a year, you could be seeing your payment go up yet another $220 from now. Now, oof, that went by quick. My name's Michael Mullis, working with Mortgage Teacher, and we're kind of talking on the hot topic of the interest rate increase that we just heard about on Wednesday. So we're going to jump to a news break, but we'll be right back after this. And please hold that dial. Talk to you soon. All right, here we go again. My name is Michael Mullis, president of a company called Mortgage Teacher. And well, that's what we're doing on today's program, talking about that hot topic of interest rate increase, Bank of Canada announcement on Wednesday of prime rate increasing 1%. Now, I know I kind of went off pretty quick in the first half, so I'll try to slow it down for you. But what that basically means is the prime lending rate. So if you have a line of credit or a variable rate mortgage, it floats with what we call prime. Okay, so if you have a fixed rate You don't even need to listen. If you have a line of credit or a variable rate mortgage, listen very well. In fact, if you know someone that has it, they might want to listen also or reach out because this information is important. I apologize. Got a tickle. So prime has gone to 4.7%. It will kick in probably August 1st with your lending institution. You'll get notices in the mail soon. So a lot of us have a product that would be prime minus 0.5, maybe prime minus 0.8, prime minus 1 even, some have. So really, you're still going to be at 3.7%, you know, 4.2%. Overall, still great. So no fear. If it goes up another 1% over time, maybe do that math as a worst case. Now, like I said before in the program, how does this affect London and area? Well, every 0.10, so 4.3 to 4.4 to 4.5, is about $23 for about $400,000. And really, to be honest with you guys, the average mortgage amount in London is about $380,000. Yes, the house prices are higher, but it doesn't mean the mortgages are higher. So that's good news here. So if it goes up 20, if it just went up 1%, do the quick math, that's approximately $230 a month to the average Londoner. Okay? So worst case, budget yourself for another $230. Now, here's, like I said at the beginning of the program, I was going to say what to expect, so I just did that. Now we're going to explain a little bit about how to take it on and, you know, how this can work for you. And like I've told many mortgage teacher clients, or, you know, if you've worked with us in the past or got advice through us, you know, this stress test from Canada, the writing's been on the wall, folks. There was a stress test. We've heard about it, put in by the Bank of Canada, or, you know, to any Canadian to get a mortgage. Many people think that it's for a first-time home buyer. No. Anybody getting a mortgage has to qualify at this stress test. Now, this came into play January 1st, 2016. And what happened back then was, I remember I had a family that was, you know, because they were making, say, $50,000 each, and they were out to go look for a house for $400,000. And the rates at the time were about 3.59, as far as the fixed rates anyway, okay? Just to give you an idea. So 3.5, 3.7 in that window. And, you know, they're out looking for a house for $400,000. The stress test kicked in, and they instantly had to qualify at 5%, give or take, 5.2, 4.8, in that window, okay? So they had to qualify at 5%. Well, now they couldn't buy for $400,000. They were out looking for a house for only $320,000. I remember how that affected us right away in 2016. And we've had that bar held high this whole time. So good for us, Canada and London, for your income can qualify on that high number. So mathematically, all of our numbers have been working with 5% anyway. As far as the advice and, unfortunately, the bad habits we have, sorry, parents, but this is what we set everyone up to do, is we all run out, shop for the lowest rate, get it, and then run out with the payment and say, yes, hopefully you're really good with your money and you allocate it somewhere. Unfortunately, most of us are not, because we start to see our bank account build up. Therefore, yes, we can afford to go camping. Yes, we can afford to buy this. Yes, we can afford to travel. Now, what I said earlier in the show, and I want to point that out, through these rate hikes, folks, we're going to have one of two Canadians. Some Canadians and most Canadians are going to say, wow, remember when the rates were 1 and 2 and 3%? You know, our payments were only $700, $800. Now they're, you know, maybe $1,400. Okay. That's what most people are going to do. And, you know, they're going to feel the effect of the increase. Others are going to say, while rates were low, I set the bar at 5%. And while the rates were low, wow, I paid off an extra about $78,000. Because that's how we kind of push people to take advantage of these numbers today. See, I know our parents and we all push shop the lowest rate, but like I always say on this show, we don't know what to do once we get the lowest rate. And that's why we want to take advantage. For example, some banks even have a product that, you know, fixed rates. And here's the problem, folks. I didn't say this on the show, but I should. Fixed rates are about 5.1, 5.2, 5.5 in that window. 5.5. Like, that's a tough pill to swallow when you can take a variable and you're at 3.3. So fixed and variable, like, don't feel grief when you took the variable, because to be honest with you, I remember that decision. It's tough. It was 2% difference. It was like a $300 or $400 difference between fixed and variable. So it's almost like an insurance, which maybe you should have taken it. I'm not going to lie. It depends if you can afford the increases and decreases. So that's basically the gist of what has happened. And that's more the advice on, you know, I'm not saying I told you so. What I'm saying is the government kind of said, I told you so. They set the stress test out there. Now that rates are high, they can say, well, you know, we've always had you qualifying at this. And it's just, unfortunately, due to the bad habits we've learned from the banks of just taking our payment and walking out and setting life around that payment. Sometimes we create a habit that payment is what we're used to. We're not used to the moving. For example, a car payment doesn't move. Student loan payments don't move. A visa, you can only take so much money, therefore it can only ask for so much money per month. We're not used to institutions saying, oh, your payment just went up $200. Oh, your payment just went up $300. That's where we're not used to. And that's why this is going to be a little bit of an emotional ride for the ones that didn't prepare themselves. That's the way I take it. Again, if you're just tuning in, my name is Michael Mullis, and we're talking about the variable rate increase with what has happened, or the prime increase. So if you have a line of credit, you're going to see your payments go up. If you have a variable rate mortgage, you're going to see your payments go up. And like I said, in the London area, this increase is probably going to put the average person about $220, $230 a month, and that's on an average of $400,000 mortgage amount. So if you have an $800,000 mortgage amount, folks, you're going to see that payment go up maybe $400 a month. Just some quick math there. So anyway, I'm going to be signing off here, folks. I want you to enjoy your day. If you want to reach out, first of all, I do want to say a huge shout out through all of this. You know, rates going up, rates going down. And by the way, please, I want to say a shout out to thanks who's sharing the information and all the people that refer to Mortgage Teacher. I read the reviews. They were pointed out recently, and wow, I was quite surprised. So thank you, everyone out there. Another thing I want to say is just a little bit of light at the last little minute here is, please read our blogs and what we have going on our social now, because it explains the history of Prime. As much as it's going up right now, folks, and yes, I just gave advice on how to take it on, I also want you to know that every time we've seen rates go up this fast, we've seen them come down just as fast. Not even that long ago. Let's go just in the last 20 years. Back in 2005, rates went all the way from like, they were 2.7, they went all the way up to almost 4%, and then all the way down to like 2.5 again, just in 2008, if you remember that so-called, you know, market crash. So 2005 up to 2007, they went really high. 2008, they came down. Just recently, it's how soon we forget, just in 2017, the rate went all the way from low 2 up to 3.95. And then, as you know, COVID came along and boom, went all the way down to 1%. So it seems the last six times we've seen this prime rate go shoot up to fight inflation, okay, that's good. And they're kind of late to the party, as we all know in the news. Now we're going to start to see things maybe settle down. We'll still see it go up for 6 months, a lot of economists are saying. But then in another 6 months, we could start to see things come down a little bit. So ride it out, folks, but set yourselves up. And thank you very much. I'm Michael Mullis from Mortgage Teacher, signing off. Have yourselves a great weekend, folks. Take care.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.